This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This mini episode is brought to you by the Happiness Newsletter. Sign up and you'll get my newsletter for free. It has highlights from the podcast, the blog, my Facebook page, and everything else. To sign up, just text me at 66866, and in the message box, enter the word happier. You'll get a text back that asks you to enter your email address. Type in your email and you'll get a confirmation and you'll be signed up. When I stop to think about it, I'm always surprised to realize the sources of some of my best advice. Sometimes it's the most random encounters, the most fleeting conversations, books that I skimmed through that have the biggest influence on me in the long run. And for instance, when I was in law school, I had a roommate who was very successful and ambitious, and she's still very successful and ambitious. But she wasn't the one who gave me this very helpful advice about success. No, it was her very successful and ambitious boyfriend, whom I never actually met. This is what she told me was his advice to her. And I don't know if she remembers it anymore, but I have never forgotten it. It's about how to be successful. He said to her, and then she told me, that successful people are willing to do things that unsuccessful people are not willing to do. I think that's very true, and I remind myself of it often. For instance, one thing that's very awkward to do is to self-promote. It is not the most fun thing about being a writer, but it's something that all writers struggle with, especially now when there are fewer book reviews and there are fewer bookstores, and it's really much more on a writer to be self-promoting. And when I feel reluctant to do things, I think, well, successful people are willing to do things that unsuccessful people aren't willing to do. Obviously, some things are contrary to my fundamental nature or my deepest values, and those things I wouldn't do. But sometimes I think, well, I don't really feel like doing that. But successful people are willing to do things that unsuccessful people aren't willing to do. I got another great piece of advice from this same guy, but I will save that for next week. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.